Every day on 4CA. John McKenzie. 1-300-872-911.
And the time's 16 to 10. That talk number 1-300-872-911. That sounds like George on the line down at Fetters in Grafton Street, but I don't know if he's listening to me or somebody else. Is that you, George?
John, good morning.
Oh, you've got me. What's happening, George?
All good, Johnny. How are you?
Very good. Thank you, George.
What's happening? This year is tough, mate. Last night, about 10:30, I had the minister this morning, by the way, and so I'm the shadow minister, obviously, and I was walking down Shield Street towards Abbott Street, where I live, and when I reached sort of just before Abbott Street, in Shield Street, there was about 20 people or more, definitely that many. I had screaming, and everyone was chasing each other. There were two guys in the front that were getting punch and the others join in and everyone was fighting and this went all the way down Shield Street. Finally, it stopped in front of the Irish bar and here we go again. There were people sitting on the side, four tourists, they were walking, some of them with their kids, they were running.
Oh, no.
Definitely, well, as I said to the minister this morning, the cameras are there. Anyone can view them and then they'll see what I'm talking about. It was a disgrace, John, disgrace. That this is happening in the city when it's so hard these days to keep up with business and everything, it's the hardest days we all seen here in Kansas, not only me, regardless if we get pockets here and then. But it's been very hard 2 years, as you know, and it's continuing. And, you know, as you know, a lot of business keeps closing down in the city, and apparently seafood place shut down yesterday and so on and so on. So that's why it is. Okay, and then we have to put up with this. You know, just this week, top of my restaurant, some media tried to get in, broke the plastic on top. It's still there, broken. I'm waiting for somebody to fix, which is so hard to get people these days. I went home the other day. I've got chairs and tables outside. Well, some media decided to take a table and throw it and broken it in the middle of the street. And where do you stop, John? And, you know what, John? You know, not recently, you know, on your show, you were talking about we have 20 police in the city and bam. Now, I'm not blind the police. I'm blind the ones that are making decisions for the police, John. Let's understand that, okay? Where are they, John? Yesterday, the ambulance arrived there before the police, mate. You know, nighttime, we've got tourists, we've got this. We should have people walking around, mate, not in a bloody car, mate. It's getting ridiculous, John. Honestly, it's getting ridiculous, okay? I was talking to somebody recently, and the guy, George, the police force is becoming parking officers, mate. We're not police anymore. You guys were just becoming parking officers, do you understand that? That's how the system is, okay? Parking inspectors, that's all we are, giving fines out, okay? Money. And where is the police yesterday, John? This was going on for about, mate, from the time I walked down till they started very easy, 15, 20 minutes, now you'll think you'll have somebody around. There were a couple of security guys there, but they had their hands in their pockets because there's nothing they can do.
No.
So this is the system, mate.
What time did this happen, George?
Exactly at 10:30.
Last night. 10:30, surrounded by, I presume, hundreds of tourists at that time, and even some out with children who had to...
The city was busy with a lot of people around, John, yes.
Even with children having to run for their bloody lives, I presume, with the ferocity of the fighting.
Of course, people were coming back from the Esplanade, walking to the motels and everything, you know what I mean? Families, this is the middle of the city, mate. You know, this is the heart of the city, Shield Street, yes? What Shield Street, mate? You know, he was like... No respect about no one, man. These particular people have no respect, man. No respect about nothing. They don't give a damn about nothing. They're like war animals. I love animals. You know, worse than that. If they weren't animals, I would have put them down, mate.
This for our city, it couldn't happen at a worse possible time. Just starting to recover. The town's got lots of tourists, and they see this and they go away and tell the world what they've seen, and it's just appalling. The worst aspect of it is not the behaviour of these people, let's call them rough sleepers in town, the health risk with the defecating and urinating everywhere is bad enough, but when they start these brawls in the middle of a perfectly law-abiding group of people just out having their annual holidays with their families. This is just unforgivable. More unforgivable is the behaviour of the people who could intervene here. This is where this comes at the feet of the Queensland government. The people down there that are in positions of power, who have, for example, with the number of police we have across the state, the ability to send extra police with directions to intervene and stop this happening. We've got local members who need to be banging the drum on the floor of Parliament. We hear nothing. We hear nothing. And they do nothing about this emergency. And that's what it is. It's an emergency. What we need is the state government people, the local council also, to sit down with them, Chamber of Commerce for that matter. I had the new boss of the Chamber on a couple of days ago, and he's very concerned about this and wants something done as urgently as possible. We as a community have to stop this. It's a matter of pride. We have to intervene, demand our representatives intervene and stop this atrocity happening virtually every day and night in our beautiful city. Otherwise, as you've pointed out, the CBD will die. It's dying a death now.
John, you couldn't put it any better. That's reality, okay? Because all these tourists, you know, with their phones, they were taking some videos. I saw them, and these videos are going to go all over wherever they come from. And this is what they're going to think of us, Kent, as the paradise place to go, you know? Mm. Come on, John, you know. You're absolutely right. It's getting ridiculous. Now, I'm not going to talk to you about broken windows because just there's too many to bring them up. And just in Abbott Street, there's a little place that do massage, nails for ladies and so on. Mm. 3 days ago, they decided to break the big window in the front. So the lady put up some boots and everything. Guess what? Second day, they broke the other one.
Oh, no.
Yep.
No. Yep. How much do these windows cost, by the way, those big plate glass windows?
In my estimation, you know, I'm not to the T, I'll say 2,000.
Oh, God.
A big window, John. You know, it's a lot of work, mate, and plus this morning I went, I'm walking that way because I'm coming to work.
What's the point? I mean, why do they do it? Do they just hate us? Why do they do it? I don't understand the motivation.
John, they don't have fear of the law whatsoever.
Oh, of course.
So they don't give nothing, okay? Mm. So they don't have fear of the law. They know they're not going to be punished. They're not, you know, they're untouchable, okay? Mm. Now, as you pointed out before, you know, our local members here, surely they must know what's going on. If they don't know, they can go around and have a look, John. You know, like, you know, Mike Healy. You know Michael will have a beer occasionally, but Michael, what are you doing, man? You know, this is, you got to stand up for this city. You know what I mean? We cannot bend down to Brisbane anymore because Brisbane, obviously, is forgot about us because I got down there recently because I've got some of my family down there. And you want to see the work down there. And you want to see this down there. And you want to see how much police on the street here in Cairns. Mm. What we got? Zero.
Yeah.
Nothing, mate.
Yes.
Nothing. No law. So they don't give a damn, son. So that's all.
Well, you've spoken very powerfully this morning, George. I'm just hoping it rallies the troops. We've got to all get together.
John, it's not only me talking. The whole city's got to stand up to this, mate. Enough is enough. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
The whole city's got to, people got to come to the party and say, enough. Mm. We cannot put up with this anymore. You know, try to run bloody business in the city, it's hard enough without to have to put up with bullshit, John. So people here got to stand up. Mm. It's not only we put our hands up and we in charge. Mm. Do something, mate.
All right, George, I really appreciate this call. Thank you. And I'm sure a lot of others, thousands of others would appreciate it too. George Katayanis, who's the owner of Fetters Greek Taverna down in Grafton Street. It's 7 to 10.